The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.
This week in Barron's. Now, Barron's Bounce.
Is it the Hillary Clinton rally, the James Comey rally, or the just good old dysfunctional government rally? I'm Jack Otter, editor of Barron's.com, and the stock market is up 300 points as we speak. I'm here with Jack Howe, senior editor at the magazine. Normally we do the Barron's bounce on Monday, yep. But it's the market bounce today.
Yeah, dominated by the movement of the broad market right now.
So what's going on?
Well, I have thought for a while that there was a kind of disproportionate setup to this election. My hunch was that if you see a Hillary Clinton victory, you don't necessarily get a raging rise in the market, but if you see a Donald Trump victory, maybe you get a sell-off just because of the uncertainty. And let's put aside people's, which candidate people are fans of. Let's separate who you like from what the impact might be on the stock market. The market doesn't like uncertainty. And with Trump, you get talk about, perhaps more contentious relationship with China or Mexico on trade going forward. Some things that could really affect corporate earnings. And, of course, he talks about bringing about raging growth, and, perhaps. But in the short term, I thought the market could dive.
Now, it's crucial because it's so, the attitude right now is so polarized, but there is a completely nonpartisan reason here. It's that pretty much everyone kind of knows what Hillary Clinton wants to do. They really don't know with him. He's a bit of an open book, and then maybe that's a great thing, but the market doesn't like not knowing what's happening.
Now, that said, I think the market proved me wrong a little bit more than week to 2 weeks. Leading up until now, because you had a sharp reversal in the movement in the polls to the point where Donald Trump is now seen as having a solid chance of winning. Not better than even odds, certainly, but much more of a chance than he did. I would have thought that you'd see a bigger market tumble. I know the market did come down. We had more than a week of consecutive days of market declines, but they were modest declines. It wasn't panic selling. There were some people taking a little risk off the table. So I guess now with the latest announcement from James Comey that there's really nothing new here in this latest batch of emails, that this is maybe an undoing of those declines?
Well, exactly. So in that first hour after the Wiener laptop was announced by James Comey, the market fell 1%, full percentage point, and then 9 straight days. That hadn't happened for a long time.
Yeah.
So I don't think the market said, oh, Trump's going to be the new president. The market said, oh, it's possible Trump will be the new. He remained behind in the vast majority of polls, but it was less unlikely that he would become the next occupant of the White House.
Right. So what do we do from here? What do we think about the market? Well, when you look at 2016 earnings, the good news is this quarter, we probably will get our first quarter of earnings growth since the first quarter, not this past first quarter, but the first quarter of last year. So it's been a while since we've seen growth. We might get a smidgen of growth this quarter. That's good news, certainly. We're close to 18 times earnings on the S&P 500. That's a bit above the historic average. So stocks are fully priced. They're just slightly expensive. They're not crazy overpriced or anything like that. Anytime stocks are expensive, you would expect your future returns to be a little lower than average returns. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're looking at a mid-single-digit return on average in the years to come rather than a roaring double-digit return.
It's important for people to set their sights accordingly.
Wall Street still thinks that earnings next year are going to grow by 12%. I would love to believe that's going to happen. I'm a little suspicious. Those numbers tend to come down as we get closer to the actual time frame. So maybe we're going to see, you assume 5% growth, and that probably gets us to 17 times next year's earnings. So again, we have this election. If it's a Hillary Clinton victory, I wouldn't expect, maybe there'll be some kind of relief rally. I wouldn't expect raging, roaring returns from here just because the market is already somewhat ambitiously priced. In a Donald Trump victory, who knows?
Who knows? One more thing. Of course, the Fed will meet shortly after the election's over. Wall Street's going to focus on that, probably expects a rate increase. Don't fight the Fed, they say. One quick parlay game, Trump sectors, Hillary Trump sectors. Healthcare's been hammered, I think, again, thinking Hillary will win. I think that's a good bet. If Trump wins, it's good. If she wins, she will prove not to be as damaging to drug prices as people might think.
At the very least, you take a look at healthcare for some names where not all of the earnings growth has come from gratuitous price hikes. I mean, there are companies out there doing actual business and gaining customers and making money. So look for some quality merchandise that's been sold off with the group.
Whereas metals might do well under Trump, defense maybe?
Perhaps.
Thanks very much, Jack.
Thank you.